Coming up on the DMT One-to-One Show, episode 56, on the 16th of April 2014, an interview with Jonathan Lane, the CEO and co-founder of the music discovery app Lucky Penny. Hello everyone, and welcome to the DMT One-to-One Show. And this week it's a real pleasure to welcome Jonathan Lane.
Thank you, it's a pleasure to be here.
That's awesome to have you. And so, Jonathan, today we're going to talk about Lucky Penny, and it's a great app. And for the first time, actually, on DMT, we're showing the app live on the video. So if you're listening to the audio, you're missing out on something, and we're going to walk through it step by step. But first of all, tell me about how Lucky Penny came about and what the service is all about.
Sure. So Lucky Penny, the idea came about over a year ago. We really kind of went strong in building it about 6 months ago.
Right.
And teamed up with co-founders John Wallinen and Joe Landon, and I'm Jonathan Lane, so all J's, because we're all incredibly passionate about music, and we saw that there could be a lot more done in the space as far as bringing people together around the world to share music and concerts around the world and nearby.
And so when did the app come out, and how long has it been in the market?
It came out now 3 months ago, and been off to a great start. Got a bunch of great press from TechCrunch and VentureBeat. We got put on the home page of the App Store as the best new app, and we're now positioned
awesome.
Number 3 next to Pandora and Music Discovery.
Which is not a bad place to be, right?
Not bad at all, yeah.
And so let's have a look through if this works, how the app works here. So, of course, if when you join the app, you log in through Facebook, and you get some data from that. And you have a bunch of different options. It's quite a complex app to walk us through. So let's start with the beginnings. So what is the approach when a user comes into the app?
So when the user comes into the app, the first thing that they see is a community bulletin board, people posting music and concerts around
exactly.
the world and nearby. So that's the first thing that you see, and you can scan through as you're doing all the different posts. And you can see actually certain ones, like that one right there, has a green button on it, which tells you if that artist is playing near you.
Awesome.
Yeah, like so that yeah. doesn't matter where that person posted it. If it's relevant to you nearby, then it's going to let you know that.
It jumps me through the Songkick to look at the gig, which is perfect.
Exactly. So we're really trying to marry both music and concert discovery together. Right now, you know, it's like the worst feeling when you find an artist that you love and then you find out that they played last week.
Right.
And so we're really trying to make that a seamless experience. And as you find someone that you like, so maybe there's a poster that you're interested in, you can actually click on a person's profile picture and go to their profile and stream... stream a radio of just their music.
Right.
And
I'm going to go to my profile. I don't want to invade anybody's privacy, so I'm going to go to my own profile, which has got this really embarrassing pirate picture from my Facebook account.
That's great. Yeah. And so, you know, when you go to someone's profile and you like what you find there, then you can actually add them to your crew. And that's a way of following them in the same kind of way of like Instagram follows. And so then... As you can see on your profile, you have posts at the top. These are all the posts that you're making. You have your favorites. So these are going to be your favorite tracks that you're finding throughout LP. And then your crew are all the people that are in your crew. So you can listen to a stream of just the people that you want to follow.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And so that's the wall, essentially, which is one of the key features. And one of the cool things is that you can actually filter your wall depending on the functionality that you want to see. So you can, for example, select whether you want or not want to see shows that are being posted or photos aside from just songs, or whether you want to see only posts that are happening very close to you in your area, or a driving distance or flying distance, which is perfect for people that maybe are in areas where there isn't such a big user base yet for the service, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we also just added that search bar to the top of the wall, so you can search for artists that you're really into, and then, you know, find out if other people are into those same artists. So, you know, it's kind of a fun tool to like say, okay, I know a really cool underground band that I don't think a lot of people would know about. Oh, I just found 3 people who know them, and now I want to tap into their library and see what else they have.
That's cool. And so from there, you can also find people, of course. So I guess in this case, we're finding people based on location. Again, you know, you can of course find friends that you already have on Facebook. If I go here, I think, you know, I could find a bunch of different people that were on my contact list, or invite them. Otherwise, I can just scroll through and find a bunch of people from that are already on the service. I might find people I know, or I might just find people that have interesting music tastes on here. So we can see people having different profiles and sort of a list of the music that they posted on the service so far as well, which is pretty cool. And so we had a look at the wall and the find people function. And so let's look at my stream. So is this a condensed version of essentially the wall, or what's the function of it?
So the stream is going to be how people are interacting with your content, which people are commenting on your posts, which people are favoriting your posts. We've actually introduced something called cred as well. And cred is different than a Facebook like, where if someone likes something that you've posted, they're giving you cred. It's sticky. So that's sort of your reputation on our app and gives you more influence in our app. So you'll be known as sort of a tastemaker in a genre, that kind of thing. So So what you were looking at there was all the ways that people were interacting with your content, what they've been favoriting, what they've been giving you cred, and then you can actually see what people in your crew have been doing in the app.
Cool.
If you want to see what they've been engaging with. The next thing that you just went to is playlists.
Exactly, yeah.
And that we've actually been getting really awesome exclusive playlists from some of our favorite artists, which has been wonderful. Mayor Hawthorne's on there, Plain White Tees, Family Crest is a really cool up-and-coming artist. Yellow Red Sparks is a really great cocktail hour kind of mix that they put together for us. So we like to feature different artists pretty much bi-weekly.
That's awesome. And so that's another great way of showcasing one of the other key features of the service. I'm going to jump into the settings here because, of course, I need to highlight the fact that there is a full audio and Spotify integration. So if you have a premium account, you can log in with those services and listen to the full track, which is pretty great. It's a great way to interact with the service. And so I wanted to ask you, one of the things that we've seen with a service like Twitter Music, for example, one of the key issues they had was the fact that they only had clips. How do you see people interacting with clips on the service right now? And are people that don't have a Spotify or audio account engaging less with the app, or are you finding ways around that?
Well, funny enough, we're actually finding that more than 50% of our active users are not on Spotify or audio. They're actually listening to 30-second clips. So they're using it as a discovery tool and to follow people. We are integrating SoundCloud as we speak and other things to make it easier for people who aren't subscribers to get full tracks. So that's also in the works.
That's amazing. And then you have messages. So essentially people that you follow on the service or that follow you, you can actually have a direct chat, which is also pretty cool as a feature, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And we find people like making friends, actually finding dates. Actually, we're surprised how often that's been used. You know, you're coming to town, you've never been to LA, you want to know a cool show, you trust someone, reach out to them and say, hey, do you know of anything cool going on this weekend? That kind of thing.
That's cool. So if I just picked a random user and I type hello and I send a message, which is pretty cool. Yeah, it's cool because like most of the services that have been done so far that are in this domain have been mostly anonymized. At least, you know, maybe you can see a map of where people, I'm thinking of, for example, I can't remember the name of the company, but a company that tracks plays and allows you to see a map, Soundwave, that's one.
Soundwave,
you can see a map of users and where they are and what they're playing, but you can't really interact with them as such. So this is pretty interesting because in a way, it could be seen as invasive, but on the other side, it actually does allow you to interact with real human beings that are listening to music you like. And so it, organically, it's just a really great process.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what we found is like, you know, Facebook is great because, you know, you have a group of friends and, you know, you like to engage with those group of friends. A lot of times those friends don't share the same interests in music as you do. I have my, you know, I'm friends with my mom on Facebook. I don't necessarily share the same taste in music that she does.
Yeah.
So posting music to Facebook to a community that's not really relevant to me doesn't really fly. And so we've really built this to try to introduce you to new people that are relevant based on musical tastes, and so you can start building new bonds that way.
That's awesome. And so looking at how you're developing the audience, right now it's all word of mouth. Are you planning anything more? And word of mouth, and of course the Apple feature, which is a huge boost for any app. Are you planning anything more on top of that? And what are your plans for expansion?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in talks right now of doing something for Android and doing something with Google Play, and we're in the works of those things right now. But the main thing that we're trying to do is optimize the experience to give people the best experience and right. then increase distribution from the app. So we're going to be doing a lot of contests coming up to win free tickets by sharing content on the app. And that's one of the things that we're doing to kind of help spread the word.
Awesome. Finally, of course, people that are watching this from with a business eye, they're going to ask, you know, I can't see any way of paying any money in the app yet. So so do you have anything you can share when it comes to monetization right now, or is it still in the works?
You know, we are really focused right now on building our user base. We do have affiliate fees right now that we're getting from ticket sales and music sales. But really, we're looking for creative ways to utilize cred. That cred is really, I think, a way that becoming a tastemaker in our community, you know, sharing relevant content, unlocking exclusives from artists and labels, you know, we really want to figure out ways that sort of gamification of cred can sort of steer us in the way of a monetization strategy. I won't go too deep into it
sure,
because
of course,
it's, you know, I don't want to talk too much about it, but there are quite a few avenues that we're seeing with that.
Cool. Awesome. Well, Jonathan, it was a real pleasure. And once again, it's the Lucky Penny app. You can check it out on the App Store, both for iOS and on Android. And if you have a Spotify or Audio account, which many of my listeners do, then it's even more fun because you can listen to full tracks. It was a real pleasure, Jonathan. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to the DMT One-to-One Show. The show comes out weekly featuring cool startups or projects in the digital music space. You can find it on digitalmusictrends.com and follow through the links to the One-to-One Show, or listen to the weekly news show, which comes out also every week, where we discuss the latest news in the digital music industry. Thanks so much for listening. Have a fantastic week, and until next time.